You're listening to Let's Talk, episode 21, brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network. Welcome to Let's Talk, our weekly SQPN community podcast. We've got some very familiar voices talking about something that is very much of interest, I think, to the SQPN community. So let's just jump right into it. First of all, we've got Jimmy Akin. How's it going, Jimmy?
Howdy, Father Corey. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well. Doing well. It's good to see you. Of course, we see each other every week with Secrets of Star Trek and Secrets of Doctor Who. So a little bit different setup here, but this is a good thing.
Yeah.
And then a voice that you've been hearing actually quite a bit of on our podcast here, Dom Bettinelli. How's it going, Dom?
Great, Father Corey. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Doing well. So we've got something big starting here this week, and that's the reason why Jimmy or Dom here is. And so we're just gonna jump right into it, because this is something that I think is important, and it's a big push for us here at SQPN that we want to get out to you and let you hear about. So what do we got going on, Dom?
Well, so SQPN is the StarQuest Production Network. We've been around for over 10 years, making podcasts. Beloved podcast. We hear from folks all the time how much our podcasts entertain them, inspire them, and even change lives. And so we want to keep doing that. And in order to do that, we need help from the community. We need your support from the listeners who enjoy these podcasts and want to help keep them going. And so we're going to be starting a new giving campaign. We'll be asking for your support for our work and our efforts here creating these podcasts. We haven't done a giving campaign in almost 2 years. We've been working from the financial reserves, from the generosity of listeners in the past, and we're now coming back to say, you know, we need to replenish those reserves for the future. The bright future we've got coming. We have some really exciting stuff coming. We get some exciting stuff going on right now, which we'll get into and talk about. But we're starting a giving campaign this week, and we're going to be asking if you could, if you're currently a monthly donor, if you make a monthly pledge to SQPN, to prayerfully consider increasing the amount that you pledge. If you are a listener and you haven't been able to give in the past, and you have the financial means to help us out, please consider starting a monthly pledge to SQPN. And if you can only make a one-time donation, we're grateful for that. For any and every gift helps. And if you go to sqpn.com/give, sqpn.com/give, that is the place to go to learn more, to find out what we've got going on. And we'll talk more about the different aspects of the giving campaign as the show goes on.
It is important, though, that we do hear from you at this time, because since we haven't run a giving campaign in 2 years, our funds are, you know, they're getting depleted, and we do have ongoing expenses. And in fact, because we're producing more podcasts now, that means we have to put more labor into them. We have people working on them who need to be paid. We have hosting fees. We have equipment, you know, computer and sound equipment and things like that that has to be paid for. And so because we're growing the number of podcasts that we produce that you love, we have greater expenses now. And so we really do need to hear from people. We also, though, have some things that we would love to send you as thank yous for your generosity. Depending on the level that you give at, we have a number of gifts that we'd like to send you, and they're themed around your favorite shows. We picked three of our most popular podcasts, Secrets of Doctor Who, Secrets of Star Trek, and Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. And we developed a selection of thank you gifts for each one. I was involved in picking these, and so I wanted to tell you briefly about them. If you donate at a basic level for Doctor Who. The one of the gifts you can get is called is a book with the astonishing title "Space Helmet for a Cow." And this is a quotation from Doctor Who history. It's a line that the first Doctor delivered to Ian in an early episode. What do you think this is? A space helmet for a cow? And the subtitle of this book is The Mad True Story of Doctor Who. And it, I've read this book. It is a lot of fun. It is the true story of Doctor Who, but it's told in a very humorous way. And so I had a lot of fun reading this book, and I'm sure that you'll have a lot of fun reading this book too. Also, another thank you gift we have related to Doctor Who is Space Helmet for a Cow Volume 2, which deals with the revival series of Doctor Who. Volume 1 covers the classic series. Volume 2 covers the revival series. And it is just as mad and just as true as the original volume. So they make an excellent set together. Also, we have for our third Doctor Who gift, we have an in-universe Doctor Who book. It's called Doctor Who, A Brief History of the Time Lords. Mm. So this is a BBC licensed book that gives you the history of the Doctor Who universe from an in-universe perspective. Talks about the Great Time War, talks about the Dark Times, talks about all kinds of different things. And so it's the kind of book that the show would imagine being published in the Doctor Who universe itself by a press on Gallifrey. So those are our Doctor Who related gifts. If Secrets of Star Trek is one of your favorite shows and you'd like to get the thank you gifts that we have associated with that, one of them is the autobiography of James T. Kirk. And this is one that, as is suggested, you know, it's written from Kirk's perspective, looking back on his career, and it gives you a kind of a different perspective on a lot of the different things that you saw in the television shows and movies, and kind of connects them up in an interesting way. Dom, I know you've read this book. Could Yes. you tell us a little bit about it?
So it's, again, like it says, it's an autobiography of Kirk. So it's told from Kirk's point of view at the end of his career, talking about how he, so from his childhood, so he learned some about his childhood that we saw some of it in the show, about his brother, his parents, how he entered Starfleet. And then, and some of the references to things like in the Where No Man Has Gone Before episode, one of the first, James T. Kirk episode of Star Trek, we find out about his friend Gary Mitchell, whom he met at the Academy. But we see that meeting, you know, that sort of thing. All kinds of these, the background of these events. The famous episode "Conscience of the King," where we find out that Kirk was once lived on a colony that had a great disaster and
crimes against humanity,
a massive crime against humanity. And so you see from that what actually happened from his perspective. But one of the best parts is how he explains away Star Trek V, the Spock's brother and the meeting with God, and how they kind of explain that away out of canon. It's a lot of fun. It's an enjoyable book. I hope if you're a Star Trek fan, you'll give it the basic level so you can enjoy that.
Another Star Trek gift that we have at the next level up is the 50-Year Mission, Volume 1. And what the 50-Year Mission is an oral history of Star Trek. That means that the authors or editors of the book went around to basically everybody they could who was involved with Star Trek and interviewed them and got their memories of what it was like working on Star Trek. And so they talked to the writers, they talked to Gene Roddenberry, they talked to DC Fontana, they talked to David Gerrold, they talked to the actors of all the different series. And in Volume 1 of the 50-Year Mission, it covers the first 25 years, which is from the original series up through Next Generation, mm-hmm. really, the beginning of Next Generation. And so it covers not only the original series, it covers the animated series, it covers the original series movies, it covers fandom and how Star Trek fandom got started and how the first fan conventions got started and what they were like. And then naturally, after reading the 50-Year Mission Volume 1, you're going to want to read our other gift, which is the 50-Year Mission Volume 2. which picks up with the new Star Trek, the rebirth Star Trek era, where we had the Next Generation come on the air, and then Deep Space Nine and Voyager and Enterprise and the J.J. Abrams movies. And again, it's oral history. They're talking to the producers, the writers, the actors. They're even at times talking to the makeup people and the lighting people and the music people and stuff. It's as well as other behind the scenes people. And it's really fascinating to listen to. You get some frank exchanges at times about tensions that the writers had with the rules they were writing under. You have a discussion at times of tensions between some of the actors and between the actors and the producers. And, you know, some of that goes on every television show. But it provides an interesting perspective and really behind the scenes perspective on the entire Star Trek franchise from the beginning, how it got started, how it got where it is, and all the kind of twists and turns in the behind the scenes Star Trek story. So these would be excellent reading material, if you choose, to get these as your thank you gifts when you support StarQuest. Finally, we have some gifts that are themed for Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. These are books that I have and I've read and found profitable, and they deal with themes that we've talked about on the show. One of them is a book on Area 51 by Annie Jacobson. This is a book that we mentioned in our Area 51 episode, and basically Annie Jacobson is the first person that I'm aware of who's been able to interview a lot of the people who worked at Area 51 about projects that are now declassified. And so there has been a lot that's been declassified. And so what she did was she went and looked at those records of those once, you know, top secret black projects and, you know, processed them, and then went out and interviewed the people who are still alive, who are involved in them. And that makes it for fascinating reading. She also has a unique theory based on what she was told by one of the workers at Area 51 that she interviewed about what the whole Roswell event was. According to what she was told, it was something rather weird and bizarre. It wasn't actually extraterrestrial, but it was weird and bizarre. Mm. And so I'll let you read her book to see what she was told about that. Also, we just did an episode on what's called the Fermi paradox, which is if there are intelligent technological aliens out there, why don't we have solid evidence of them? You would think if life has been around for millions of years, you know, they would have colonized the galaxy by now. There are a bunch of answers to that. And so one of the thank you gifts we have is a book called If the Universe is Teeming with Aliens, Where is Everybody? And it's 75 solutions to the Fermi paradox. Some of them are, they're all ones that have been proposed. Some of them are a little whimsical. Others are much more serious. But if you really want a survey of the different possibilities of, you know, do we have evidence? What might that evidence be? Do we not have evidence? If not, why not? This is an excellent book for that. It's actually, in some places, it's written by an astronomer, and in some places it's used as a textbook. So it is, it's very easy to read. It's not technical at all, but it is a very interesting look at this question from someone who's well qualified to look at it. Finally, we recently did, since we look at both natural and supernatural things on Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, finally, I included a thank you gift of an audio book course on the Dead Sea Scrolls. We recently did an episode on the Dead Sea Scrolls and their relationship between Judaism and Christianity. And obviously, they're very mysterious. They were extremely mysterious for decades when the public didn't even have access to most of them. And there have been a lot of really bad books written about the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so I wanted to provide y'all with something that's actually good. This is a course by the Modern Scholar. It's a set of lectures by Rabbi Lawrence Schiffman, who is an expert in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And his course is really fascinating. It's really interesting. And if you support StarQuest at the right level, we'd love to send you a copy of The Modern Scholar, The Dead Sea Scrolls audiobook by Rabbi Lawrence Schiffman. It's an excellent course. It's one that I've listened to and have really enjoyed, and I think you will too.
Well, it's, I mean, that, yeah. Some great stuff. I mean, it really is. You know, but I think the question kind of comes up, well, you know, why are we doing this? You know, of course, as a priest, you know, priests are well known for not wanting to ask for money. You know, no priest likes to get up in front of his community and say, OK, folks, we need money to pay the light bills. We need money to make sure the water keeps flowing and so on. And we have the resources we need. You know, so why are we doing this? I mean, after all, aren't we just a bunch of volunteers who are doing this out of the goodness of our heart, and we're buying all the resources and we're doing this? And to be fair, there is some of that. You know, some of us are donating our time. We are donating our finances, you know, to buy the resources we need to do these podcasts. Yeah. But
I am.
Yeah, I am as well. You know, I've bought the microphone I'm talking into, for example. But
me too.
But not all of us have done that, and not all of us can expect that, because, of course, as Jimmy mentioned earlier, we do have a full-time employee, don't we, Dom?
Yes,
Dom is a full-time employee, and of course he wants, you know, what's best for his family, which of course is keep the roof over his head and the lights on in his house and the heat flowing, especially this time of year now that it's getting cold in places like Boston.
Right. So, for just to kind of give a background, I've been involved with SQPN for a bunch of years. First, as a volunteer, like you guys, Jimmy and Father Corey, you know, just hopping in to do a co-host podcast. And like the Secrets of Doctor Who at the time when I started, it was volunteering. Then I came on as a part-time executive director, and I was doing a lot of the work part-time. But as we have grown, the amount of work that's required in order to run a network requires more and more time. And it isn't fair to my family for me to spend every night and every weekend doing this work on the side and not, you know, with and to have a full-time job apart from it. If we were going to have a network like this to be of a particular effectiveness, we had to have at least one person who.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Mention, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the history of how this developed, because, StarQuest, like any group of podcasters, has, you know, a long history. And we arrived at a point in our history where we had to make a decision, where the board of StarQuest had to make a decision. Are we going to be really small and do everything on a strictly volunteer basis? Or are we going to try to be a larger network that really makes a difference? I mean, part of our mission, and it's right there in our name, the reason we're called StarQuest is because we want to help lead people closer to Christ. It's the model of the Bethlehem Star, you know, that guided the shepherds to find the baby Jesus. So that's why we engage pop culture from a Catholic perspective. We want it to be open and accessible to everybody, but we also, you know, want our productions to be infused with a Christian worldview that will ultimately lead people closer to God. So it's a form of evangelization. And in order to pursue that mission, we need to get the message to as many people as possible. And in order to do that effectively, we had to make a choice. Are we going to just clunk along doing things in a very minimal way with maybe one podcast in production? Or are we going to grow and expand so that we can have a wide range of podcasts that appeal to a wide range of people so that the gospel message gets out there more broadly? And we concluded that even though it involved a risk to hire somebody full time, that's really what we had to do in order to pursue our mission effectively. And so we want StarQuest to be an effective tool of evangelization and bring people to God. And we therefore decided to roll the dice. You know, as Commander Adama says, sometimes you have to roll the hard six. The hard six, by the way, is two threes. But we decided, you know, we need to do that for the sake of our mission. The time has come to do that. So we hired Dom to be a full-time executive officer and primary, at this point, primary production person to do all the technical work on most of the podcasts. And he's been doing a very effective job. But because we made that decision to grow and to pursue our mission effectively, that means we need your help. We need your support, because otherwise we won't be able to sustain it. At a certain point, our funds will be depleted and we'll have to scale back. You know, we might continue with like one podcast in production or something, but that's not what we want. And we hope that that's not what you want. We hope that you want us to be effective in our ministry of both talking about pop culture, being informative, being entertaining, and also bringing people closer to God. And we can't do that long term if we don't hear from you. So that's why this fundraising effort right now, this giving campaign, is so important. It really is important that we hear from you, because if we don't, it's going to have dramatic implications for StarQuest's future.
Well, it's important to remind people, you know, SQPN has been around for over 10 years. I think 2005 is where we kind of say was the starting point of SQPN. So it's been, you know, going on 13 years now. And we want to plan for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Then that's what we're doing. That's why we have this revitalization of StarQuest. You know, we've got all these new shows that we're coming out with. Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. We've got the Pilgrim Life that we started recently. We've got, you know, other things in the pipeline that we're working on, that we're planning with. Matter of fact, Dom and I have been talking about one coming up here in the future that we're starting the plans on, that should be a lot of fun. We've got shows that we've revitalized. We've got Secrets of Star Trek, that we got that going again. Let's Talk is one of those that was, you know, it came out of Catholic Weekend and then was changed to Let's Talk and it kind of faded away. Well, now we revitalized it again. This is
Secrets of Movies and TV Shows has had a rebirth.
Yeah.
Which has been great. And one of the things I love about Secrets of Movies and TV Shows, by the way, is that you're hearing from a lot of the voices that have made SQPN great. It's not just me and Jimmy and Father Corey, which I, you know, some people are enjoying that, but you know, it's also people like Maria Johnson and Lisa Hendy and Mac Barron, as well as some new voices that we've had join us. Thomas Sanjurjo, he's been great. And Father Michael Gossett, I've had a lot of fun talking about the Jurassic Park movies with them, you know, the various ones.
Yeah.
I mean, so these new shows, and frankly, Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World has been a big hit. People love that show. I think I mentioned before, that's the one podcast my wife listens to right now. She doesn't listen to anything I do, but she listens to that one. And my daughter, who's 12, she loves it too, because, in fact, my 8-year-old son came in the other day and he said, "Daddy, in Mysterious World episode number 8, they talked about Tunguska and the antimatter. What's antimatter?" You know, it's such a great moment. Where I looked up on Wikipedia to give him an explanation.
In Star Trek, it's what creates the power to create the... No.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, we recently had a comment on Twitter from a listener who said, let me find it here. He says, where's that? I wasn't prepared ahead of time. So he says, it's Kevin, who goes by Catholic Gamer One. He says, "I've really been enjoying listening to all of SQPN's shows. I started with Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World and have branched out to their Star Trek and Doctor Who shows. It's nice to have geek media / culture with Catholic hosts, but that anyone can listen to it at the same time." And right that there's a nice capsule explanation of what SQPN is about. Yeah. Is we are Catholics who talk about pop culture and geek culture and various areas like that from a Catholic perspective, without bonking you over the head with, you know, like that you have to be a Catholic insider to know about all of that stuff, you know, to be able to listen to it.
Right.
Our shows are meant for everyone, and that everyone can enjoy. And it's maybe an introduction to, hey, this is how Catholics talk and think, and this is what we're doing.
Well, we want to show that being Catholic isn't walling yourself off from the culture. that we can be faithful Catholics, that we can love the church, that we can love our Lord, that we can want to serve him, but also enjoy Star Trek and Doctor Who and strange, mysterious things and movies and TV and books and whatever else that
exactly.
we can be in the world and we can enjoy the good things of the world. My pick of the week, kind of teasing for the end of the show here, is going to be kind of going along that same line of, you know, enjoying the world while still being Catholic. So that really is our mission here, is to talk about things. And that's one thing we've been conscious with Secrets of Doctor Who, is to talk about how what we see in the show plays from a Catholic perspective.
Yeah. Dom, you were starting earlier to explain a little bit to the listener about what some of the things that you do as part of your job are. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
So there's a lot of organizational work that goes on. So we have a lot of, you know, so there's the three of us who are panelists on several different shows. But we've also got, as I mentioned, we have shows where we pull from a large pool of people, like this show, and as well as the Secrets of Movies and TV shows. And so part of my work is to find topics to discuss. So, for example, on Secrets of Movies and TV shows, what movies and TV shows will we talk about in the future? So to do the research and figure out, and then find who wants to talk about it. When can we talk about it? So setting recording dates and all that sort of stuff. If we have guests or people who are new, making sure that they're up to speed on how to record. Then there's scheduling. When do podcasts drop and all that sort of stuff? Then there's the background work of making sure that the website stays updated, stays running online, that our Libsyn podcast hosting service, so where the files actually live online, that stays up to date, keeping track of the statistics of various things. And there's a lot of moving parts in just getting a podcast from us to you on the internet. And you'd be amazed at how often the bits and pieces of those things break and have to be fixed.
Yeah, it is kind of more like technology in the Star Trek universe at this point than the Babylon 5 universe. Modern internet technology doesn't always just work out of the box.
Sometimes it's like Doctor Who, where I have to reverse the polarity flow.
Yeah.
Well, I just had something like that. My recording that I'm doing for the show here wasn't working right. The recording, the actual Skype call from Dom and Jimmy wasn't working right. So I had to sit there and flip around with it. You know, it's not like we just hit a big red button and everything works.
And that leads to another aspect of Dom's job, because we need to be talking in real time somehow. Mm-hmm. And the options for that at the moment are very limited, especially when you have a diverse group of people who vary from time to time, like on Let's Talk or Secrets of Movies and TV. What can we all use as a common platform? Well, you've got Skype, you've got Google Hangouts. Not everybody uses FaceTime because not everybody is an Apple user. So you're kind of limited in your options. And guess what? Those options are not good podcasting options. No. They have too many glitches, they have bad sound, things like that. And so what we actually do is we record, even though we're talking over Skype, let's say, we record the audio on our own end using, you know, higher grade microphones and things like that. And then the show's editor, which for most of our shows is Dom, puts those sound files together so you hear it as a coherent narrative. And that's just one of the things. The editing of these shows is something that adds time and labor to the effort of producing them. But we want to give you a quality product, you know, that doesn't sound like something you would hear over one of those tin can phones with a couple of tin soup cans and a string between them.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if the file, I don't just take the file and plop it right online. I mean, for every 1 hour of recorded audio, it takes about 2 hours of editing.
Correct.
Because, like, you know, you have to fix compression, you have to adjust the levels and all kinds of things, so that, you know, when Jimmy's talking, you're not getting blasted out of your shoes and you can barely hear me, you know, that sort of stuff. That all takes a bit of time and effort and specialized software.
And
we use the Adobe's Creative Suite and all these things. Time and money.
And that's one thing I think we're trying to do, we're trying to consciously do, is put out as high a quality a podcast as we can. You know, it's a personal pet peeve of mine. Like, I like listening to podcasts as I'm driving around Montana, you know, driving between masses or whatever. And it's frustrating when you're in the car and you have to keep reaching for the volume knob because one guy talks louder than the other. And it's a simple tool. There really are simple tools that I think, you know, most editing software, including Audacity, can do to balance that out.
Yeah.
But people don't use them.
Yeah, I'm amazed even listening to professional radio shows where the host will be so much louder and clearer than the guest. And it's like, what is the guy at the soundboard doing? Exactly. Is he asleep? I mean, come on, balance the levels.
And that's even easier there because they've got different channels that they can adjust on the fly. But he's not paying attention, apparently.
So my two watchwords for my work with StarQuest is consistency and quality. And I ask that of our podcast hosts, mm-hmm. and I ask it of myself, is I want to make sure that you have a show in your feed when you expect it, as much as possible. I mean, we take breaks. We have things come up, vacations and holidays and unexpected occurrences. But as much as we can, we want to make sure that if you expect to have Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World on Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, that it will be there in your podcast feed when you expect it. And one of the ways we do that is we do batch recordings. Mm-hmm. So we'll sit down and we'll record a couple shows at a time, unless we're doing, you know, the Doctor Who as it comes out, then we have to.
Yeah, Doctor Who was kind of weird this week. We actually recorded a Doctor Who this week. I think we're 2 months ahead at one point.
Exactly.
Yeah. And with Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, we record a whole month at a time, which means on my end, I have to prep a whole month's worth of shows at a time and do the research for those and get all the notes ready so Dom and I are ready to go. And I'm doing that just on a volunteer basis. So, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, I'm not getting any compensation for. But it's an indication of my dedication to the mission of StarQuest. And, you know, I'm doing my best to keep the costs low. But we also need you to do your part. We need you to support the show. And frankly, we haven't actually, you know, we need to mention this more often than we have been. The way you do that is by going to sqpn.com/give. Mm-hmm. And you can either make a one-time donation there through PayPal, or what we hope you'll do is become a recurring supporter through Patreon. And if you do that, if you depending on the level you give at, that's what will enable you to get the different thank you gifts we'd like to send you based on your favorite shows, whether it's Doctor Who, Star Trek, or Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Once again, the web address to go to is sqpn.com/give. And we'll also, of course, have that in the show notes right up at the top of the show notes. So it's easy to find.
Exactly.
You know, one nice thing we started doing is we're going to be using Patreon going forward because it's a powerful tool for reaching out to you. You know, if you're willing to give to us, if you're willing to support our mission, we can reach out to you through Patreon in a way that's much easier than something like a PayPal recurring donation or something like that, because we can do things that for those who do give, we can give back to you. We can give you things that are exclusive to our Patreon supporters. And if you supported other podcasts through or YouTubers or whatever through Patreon, you know what I'm talking about. You know, the kind of things that we can do. And we're really looking at that.
One of the things that I know we have plans for, we're not ready to pull the trigger on this just yet, but one of the things I'd like to do for our Patreon supporters is let them have a voice in selecting upcoming topics for Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. So I may say, okay, I have two topics that I really want to talk about, but here are some options. Let's let the Patreon supporters decide what our other two topics are going to be. And so that's one way that I'm hoping to show additional thanks for people who are able to support us on a regular basis through Patreon.
Some things we could do through Patreon is create exclusive videos that Patreon supporters could be able to see, podcasts that are just for patrons. Our goal is to really make all of our podcasts available to anyone who wants it, regardless of their ability to give. But, you know, once in a while, we could do like a special podcast just for Patreon supporters. One thing I want to make sure that you understand, that if you go to sqpn.com/give and become a patron through Patreon, and give at the varying levels. As you go up the levels, you get both the first tier gift, but also a second tier gift. And if you give at the highest level, you get the three gifts of your choice, and you can mix and match among the Star Trek and Doctor Who and Mysterious World related gifts. So I just want to make sure you know that. And what I want to add, one of the reasons we went with Patreon over PayPal is a lot of people talked about PayPal is not the easiest tool to work with.
Patreon,
yes. I know a nonprofit organization here in Massachusetts that I won't name that it lost $10,000 because PayPal decided that you lost your password and we're not going to give it to you without you going to court and jumping through hoops. I mean, really, and for a small nonprofit, that was a major
loss.
A disaster for them. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as I would like to move from PayPal as much as possible to Patreon, it was designed by creators, people, yep. artists, people who are making things for other people and designed to make it easy for those people and the people who enjoy their work and want to support them, to make it easy for them to do that. And, this is why I want to go with Patreon, because we're creating stuff. We know that, you listeners have always been very generous supporters and want to continue to do that. So,
and Patreon really is becoming the new standard of ways to support podcasts and right. similar enterprises, because it has so many benefits that are designed to make it easy for you and for us to give you special content as a way to thank you for your generosity. That's something that PayPal really does not do,
right.
at all.
And, the whole process through Patreon is much easier than the PayPal process.
It is
the process of going through making your gift.
Yeah, having done monthly giving on both, the Patreon is so much easier, especially if you want to change it. It makes it so much, because with PayPal you basically have to cancel and redo it. With Patreon you can I want to go to a higher tier. You just move up to the next tier.
Yeah. And in fact, for people who are currently supporting us through PayPal, we would urge you to shift over and support through Patreon, because it will be a much better, much more pleasant experience for you. We'll be able to do more for you. And so we think you'll really like it and would encourage you to migrate from PayPal to Patreon.
Well, very good. One thing I kind of want to mention, as we're talking about all this for this giving, and it's hopefully I don't have to say this, but I'm sure people realize that although you pay for your internet on your cell phone, you pay for your internet on your at home or Wi-Fi or whatever, we don't see any of that. That's just to get on the internet. It's kind of like, of course, the parallel obviously is PBS and the cable stations. PBS doesn't get money from your cable. At least usually they don't. They might have some agreements, but we don't get any money for the internet. I wish we did. It would be nice if Comcast would send us a portion of their internet subscribers money, because we could basically run the whole organization off even like a percent of what Comcast makes off of internet. But so we do need your help to put these out there, to be able to pay for the resources we need, to be able to pay for Dom's time, for the people that we have come on, for the
hosting fees,
everything, all the stuff that we have going on. We really do need your help. And this is, as we said, we're here ultimately to serve the church. We're here to serve Christ and to serve the church. And
the way for you to show your support is go to sqpn.com/give.
Can I talk a little about the future?
Yes. Please do.
Because I got to tell you that the time has never been better for people who are fans of pop culture and geek culture stuff. So we've got Secrets of Star Trek. Star Trek is on the verge of a renaissance. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have the new Star Trek Discovery show that's coming back for second season in January. And we're going to be talking about Star Trek Discovery on Secrets of Star Trek. In fact, our first episode about that is going to be not too far off. I forget exactly when. I think it's coming, scheduled for December. But we're going to be talking about the new season of Star Trek Discovery. But the CBS, which owns Star Trek that TV series Star Trek, and Paramount owns Star Trek movies, they want to fill the schedule with Star Trek.
Yep.
There's a new Captain Picard series coming, starring Patrick Stewart. We'll talk about that. You know, there's all kinds of stuff coming. This new Star Wars coming. There's this new Star Wars TV show, The Mandalorian, coming up on the new Disney Play service. But also the third movie in the new Star Wars trilogy, the Episode 9, is coming. We'll talk about that on Secrets of Movies and TV Shows. There's Amazon more, has.
There's more that? Doctor Who.
There's more. Right. There's a whole season of Doctor Who, the new season we're talking about now. There's Amazon is developing what may be the most expensive, most ambitious TV show ever, even more than Game of Thrones, which has previously been the most expensive, for a Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
Middle Earth based TV show. We're going to talk about that. We may even do a whole series on that. Basically, when it comes out, we'll see how that goes. But we'll definitely be talking about it because J.R.R. Tolkien was a Catholic who infused his art with his faith in ways that, you know, that may not be initially obvious on the surface. So we'll bring it out and we'll talk about it. We've talked about that a lot on SQPN. We've talked about the works of Tolkien. We want to also expand people in our listener survey, which we want to talk about in just a second. We want to talk about the listeners giveaway as part of that survey. But you told us you want to hear about more about the Catholic topics. So we may do a Catholic history show. We may do a show about living your Catholic faith from various viewpoints and aspects, maybe from other people who live their Catholic faith in other places than we might be used to, or people who are living their Catholic faith in interesting ways. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at some shows in that vein. We want to talk about one area Father Corey hinted at. Is we want to maybe do a show talking about technology from a Catholic perspective. Right. And in fact, my pick of the week is related to that a little bit. But not just like the big issues like, you know, being faithful Catholic online, but even just like enjoying like gadgets and geek culture, geek news, gadget news and that sort of stuff. Like, you know, when a new phone comes out to talk about, hey, what's cool about this or what's interesting and how can you use it? How can you use your technology to make your life better in many different ways and that sort of thing? So that maybe do a show on that. So we've got, I mean, that's like a half a dozen right there. We've got even more planned. We've always, and a big part of it is people come to us and say, you know, I'd like to do a podcast. I'm an interesting person. I have an interesting idea. I'd like to do a podcast, but I don't know how. I don't know how to record it. I don't know how to produce it. I don't know how to get it out there. Well, that's what we do. We know how to show people how to record a podcast. We know how we can do the editing. We can do the promotion. We can put it online. So we are not just creating the shows, but we also hope to be a network, a way of for other people who are making good content to get it out to you as well. So this is why we're hoping for your support so that we can continue to do this, but not just continue to do what we've been doing, but to grow. And to grow, we need your support. If you can go to sqpn.com/give and show your support.
Well, very good. And of course, you know, another way you can support us is by sharing our shows as well. You know,
yes.
Let people know what we have out there. You know, if there is a particular episode you enjoy, you know, if you like last week's talk on Let's Talk About Pilgrimages, share that episode. You know, it's free to do. And, you know, there might be other people out there who are considering pilgrimages who would love to hear that conversation that Dom and I had last week with Mike. You know, again, if a particular episode of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World strikes your interest, share that. Bring people in to our community. Show them what we've got available because, you know, just like the Twitter post that Dom read, you know, he came in with one episode of one show, it caught his interest, and all of a sudden he started checking out the other stuff that we have. And that just helps to grow our message, helps to grow our ability to talk about the issues of our culture, talk about the issues of our faith, and to bring a wider audience into it, and ultimately, again, to share the gospel. I keep going back to that because that's what sets SQPN off from other organizations that do podcasting. You know, you can think of the Twit Network, Leola Port's Twit Network. And I know that was a big inspiration for SQPN. We want to take it a different track. We want to talk about the faith. So if we're going to talk about tech, we're going to talk about tech in the eyes of the faith, not just we're a bunch of tech geeks that that enjoy tech. So again, please do share our content. Then please do also give at sqpn.com/give.
So if we could take a break right now, Father Corey, and I want to actually give something to listeners. Yes. If we can.
And then we'll do our picks of the week following. So,
yeah. Yes. So we had a listener survey where we asked for your input on SQPN and what we're doing and what we're going to do in the future. And that was valuable. So valuable. So many great ideas, so much great interest in what we're doing. And we really appreciate everyone who did it. So many people gave your feedback, and we'll be asking for feedback again in the future. So we appreciate that. But as part of that, we wanted to thank you for you know, taking the time. And so we said that we would take two random survey participants, and that we would pick them out of the hat or pick them out of random.org. The randomest numbers on the internet available from random.org. I chose two of the people who submitted those surveys. And the winners of the $50 Amazon gift certificates are John Garcia and Ed Branscombe. So if you're listening to the podcast, you'll just know that you'll be getting those. I'll send you an email with those gift cards very soon. And thank you very much. And thank you to everybody for taking part. So congratulations to John and Ed and everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a lot of great information off of the survey, so we appreciate everyone who did it. And again, keep watch out. You know, we'll keep in touch. We want to hear from you, and of course, you know, our feedback lines are always open as well. So please do let us know what you think. So, is there anything else you want to share about our giving campaign, other than of course, please do give at sqpn.com/give.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything. I mean, it is really important because of the changes we've made at StarQuest. It's really important that we hear from people now. If we don't, it's going to have dramatic implications for the future of the network. So it's very important that you support us right now and support the shows that you love. The way to do that is by going to sqpn.com/give, G-I-V-E.
Perfect. Well, let's jump on to our picks of the week, and we can wrap up the episode. So, Dom, why don't you go first for our pick of the week?
So, my pick, it has to do with online, being online, social media, social networking, and there's no surprise, social media lately has been sometimes trying. I mean, we want to connect with friends and family and enjoy things, but sometimes the world intrudes, let's say. So my pick has to do with something to help you get more enjoyment out of Facebook. And it's a browser extension called Fluff Busting Purity Browser Extension, or at fbpurity.com. Now, Fluff Busting and Facebook use that. They both are FB. They can't say Facebook Purity because of copyright reasons, but trademark reasons. But, so what this does is it installs in your browser, and it works with all browsers that I'm aware of, Chrome, Firefox, Safari. I don't have Microsoft Edge, so I don't know if it works there, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does. And it lets you modify Facebook in a bunch of different ways. But one of my favorite ways is it lets you filter out any post containing certain keywords. So when something is in the news, let's say, something that you've read enough about or seen enough about, and you no longer want to hear about people talking about stories related to things that raise blood pressure and tension and that sort of stuff, you can put the keyword into FB filter, Fluff Busting Purity, and you will no longer see those in your timeline.
So if you don't want to see cats, if you're tired of cats on the internet, you can block cats.
Yes. If you are a Star Trek fan and hate Star Wars, you can block all that Star Wars content. But it also does a 100 other things. You can turn off certain kinds of posts, like any type of game related post or any type of check-ins. If you don't want to see people checking in, you can go on and on and on. What if, like when people become friends, it'll tell you oh, so-and-so became friends with so-and-so. And that's often for me like a little bit of clutter. So mm-hmm. I've turned that off. Or someone is tagged in a note, or someone is, you know, various other things. I don't want to go through all of it. But you can filter, you can adjust, and make Facebook into what you want it to be. You can also have it set to automatically show you in order of most recent first, as opposed to top news, which is Facebook's algorithm trying to figure out what you want to see first, which is almost always bad. and so it's a really handy. So it's Fluffbusting Purity, fbpurity.com. Browser extension. I recommend. I highly recommend.
Excellent. And what's your pick, Jimmy?
My pick is The Good Place Season 3.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen The Good Place, it is, as far as I'm aware, the most creative, cleverest sitcom on television right now. It is set in the afterlife. Our characters wake up in the afterlife and have to adjust to their new situation. It is very creative. It is very funny. It has an ongoing storyline that develops, and in there are some big twists that if you haven't seen it before, don't read about it. Don't let anybody spoil it for you. Just yeah. start watching season one, and you'll be glad you did. It's, you know, there's a little bit of content like on any show these days, but it's far more family friendly than the vast majority of sitcoms. And season three has just debuted. And one of the things that people have noted about The Good Place is they burn through ideas at a rapid rate compared to other shows. They don't just milk something until you're sick of it. They'll present an idea to you, they'll explore it a little bit, and then wham, they're off in a new direction before it gets old. And they're continuing to do that. We're only like four episodes into the new season, and they've already had like two major twists.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, Dom, Jimmy, and I did a two-part episode or two episodes of Secrets of Movie and TV talking about the first two seasons. So you can probably even look forward to us talking about the third season when it completes. So please again, watch the show first and then listen to our podcast, because we don't want to spoil you on it. It's a great series, and we've all really enjoyed it. So great pick.
Right. It's like when The Sixth Sense came out and people said, don't read any reviews or we'll listen to people talking about it. Just watch the movie, and then it's the same way.
There's a spoiler in the movie.
There's a twist in The Sixth Sense.
There were supposed to be two, but the publicity blew the first one. The whole I See Dead People, that was supposed to be a twist.
Exactly. By the way, I did see it years ago. So if you haven't seen it, it's been out long enough. There's no spoiler warning.
right.
But there will be for The Good Place. So very good pick. My pick, kind of going into, again, you know, what the mission of SQPN is to, you know, talk about the culture through faith. Well, my pick is a kind of a movement throughout the church, especially in the United States, but you see it elsewhere in other countries, that's broadly known as Theology on Tap. Now, I say broadly known as because Theology on Tap is actually a movement or a program put on by the Renew organization. If you remember Renew and Renew 2000 from back in the 80s, it's that same company, that same nonprofit. So it's actually a trademarked thing. To do real Theology on Tap, you have to pay them money. So a lot of places like us, we do our own version of it. We call it Drinking the Spirit is what we call it here. You'll see other names like that. And the idea is that you go someplace that is not a church, but you talk about faith, theology, spirituality in a frankly much more comfortable environment. Most churches aren't the most comfortable for having just kind of an informal discussion, conversation, presentation. They're usually, you know, usually you've got your parish hall chairs, which are either folding chairs or those typical conference room chairs, which aren't the most comfortable. And it's, you know, you can't usually have alcoholic beverages. You can usually have like coffee and punch and pops and things like that, sodas, things like that. But at Theology on Tap, you'll often go to a place like a brewery. You'll go to a nicer bar. We do ours actually at the Golf Course Clubhouse, which is also a restaurant and bar. And so that's a much more comfortable environment to do something like this, where you can relax, you can have a couple of drinks, you can sit and visit, you know, sit at tables and visit and have a conversation, have a presentation. And it's usually a great way to, especially in larger parishes, to meet people maybe with similar interests. You know, much as the SQPN community tries to do, we try to, you know, get people to meet others of the community. Well, it's the same kind of thing. So I really think it's a movement that's very similar track to what we're trying to do with SQPN is, again, talk about issues of the culture, but to show that we're not stuffy. You know, that we're not just stuck in our churches. So I definitely encourage you, you know, whatever your parish, your area calls Theology on Tap, this particular movement, I encourage you to check it out, especially if there happens to be a topic you're interested in. I think you might find it to be a very enjoyable experience. And it's a way to open up again the church to people who may not set foot in the doors of our church. Well, thank you both for coming on. You know, it's again, we don't like to talk about money, but it's something that's important to do. So I appreciate you both being here to do that. Jimmy, where can people find you?
They can find me at jimmyaiken.com. That's my central online hub for all of my online activities.
Excellent. And Dom?
Well, you can find me all over sqpn.com. I'm on most podcasts there. But for my personal stuff, you can go to betnet.com, BETTNET.com. And again, that I blog there, but it's also got links to my social media if you want to follow me.
Well, but the most important link to go to this week is sqpn.com/give.
Excellent. That's right. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. And again, I'm Father Corey Stika. You can find me at my website, frcorey.org. My Facebook page is Father Corey Stika, with Father all spelled out. And you can find me on quite a few podcasts here on sqpn.com as well. And again, if you want to send us feedback about this episode or any episode, please go to letstalk@sqpn.com. Again, to repeat, Jimmy, go to sqpn.com/give to share in our giving campaign to help us continue our mission at SQPN. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless.